welcome into this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 839, 59 degrees. Good morning, I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You're listening to us on WRHI 100.1 AM 1340. The Facebook pages on WRHI and CN2. We're Facebook Live there. The mobile app, and of course, on CN2 and Channel 102.
That's right, and that mobile app is free. So if you haven't downloaded that free WRHI app, make sure to do that today.
He had the big press conference yesterday, but I'm just going to say I feel honored to get the first interview with the new coach, the new football coach of Rock Hill High School, Randy Burch. Randy, good morning and welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you had the press conference yesterday. You've been in Rock Hill a couple days, but I see that you're already decked out with the merch. The merchandise, you had a shirt on yesterday and a different shirt on today, so you must have got a swag bag when you got to Rock Hill.
And a hat. He's got a hat down here, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The admin team in the school hooked me up with a nice little welcome package, and it was good to have.
Well, it's very exciting, you know, first head coaching opportunity here with Rock Hill. So tell me what's kind of the first couple of things going through your mind as you've accepted and getting rolling here this week.
The first couple of things that come to mind is just start fostering those relationships as soon as I can with the student athletes and getting to know the coaches and just really everyone around the community. And I got a list of things and people I want to go see, and it's been busy. But you know, I plan on just starting those relationships as soon as possible and start evaluating some coaches and the talent on our football team and amping up for spring football.
Well, there's a lot of connections when you talk about Gaffney and Football City USA, not just Rock Hill, but Northwestern, South Point. You have had some great coaches around you there at Gaffney. Of course, Jones will be stepping down at the end of this upcoming football season. But you've had a lot of, I guess, mentorship, and you've been able to kind of be a sponge and learn a lot of things. What are some of the big things you have learned from a lot of the great coaches? Chris Miller was on that staff, the other Chris Miller, not the multi-time sportscaster of the year, but a great coach in his own right there in Gaffney. What are some of the things you have learned that you're going to take being a head coach for Rock Hill?
The first thing that I took from Gaffney High School is fostering those relationships with the student athletes in the community that I mentioned earlier. I think Coach Jones and his staff, they emphasized that day one when I got there 12 and a half years ago. Number two was just the hard work aspect, putting emphasis on the weight room being year-round. And when you foster that relationship with the kids, then they'll buy into all those things you teach as far as, grinding each and every day in the weight room and on the field and in the classroom.
I have to bring this up. I've had this in the holster all week. When it comes to Gaffney and Rock Hill, and this is the last comparison I will make, but you got Football City USA, but then you also have Gaffney, who is the closest thing to it when you talk about when football matters to a small town. You know, what attracted you to this job, and were there any similarities where you thought football matters in this town as it does Gaffney? Because that's a big thing when you're looking at a potential head coaching opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people refer to Gaffney as Title Town, and this is Football City USA. So there was definitely a correlation in my mind there. And, I mentioned several times to some of the guys I've met about every time we'd come over to District 3 Stadium to play, South Point, Rock Hill, or Northwestern, that I'd always hear a legendary story about a player, a coach, end of the game play that really changed things, or a state championship game. And, start doing some research on the legends of Rock Hill High. And, I knew there was some great DNA in this city. And I seen a need and a want to thrive and have some success. And then after meeting with the admin team and the interview committee, it was just evident that this was an easy decision at the end of the day. But early on, it was definitely really, really tough. But when you weighed the pros and cons and you see seen the need and the want, and the willingness to do whatever it took to get this thing back winning consistently, and how important it was to help raise great young men into future husbands and fathers, it was a no-brainer.
Also joining us this morning is the athletics director for Rock Hill High School, Eric Rollins. Eric, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Right out the gate, a lot of candidates, I'm sure. Right. This was a very attractive job, and this was talking to coaches. I can reveal this now. Coaches that were interested either ended up putting in or not putting in. Very attractive job. And they gave me all the reasons why, but let's talk about the candidate. What drew you and the attraction to this man standing in front of us, Randy Burch?
Well, I think, first of all, his knowledge of the game. His knowledge of the game I'll put up against anybody's. He was very impressive in the interview with his schemes and things that he wants to do at Rock Hill High School that we felt like were important for our football program. But then is like you're saying this morning, like his passion for the game, his passion for kids, and you know, that being able to motivate a team, be able to motivate coaches is where our program needs to go. And those are the things and tangibles that he has that he can provide for our program. But you know, to add to that is, you know, when you think about Rocky Hill football, you think about the history and tradition. And you spoke of it just a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. where he's coming from a place where the expectations are high, just like it is here at Rocky Hill High School. And he gets that and he understands that. And I think that he's going to be the guy that can help get this program headed in the right direction.
What are the feelings of the players going into having a new coach? I know that some of these players might have been with the past coach for freshman, sophomore, junior Correct. Year, and going into their senior year, you know, it's a new coach. What are they feeling? I'm sure there's some excitement there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's always a little bit of, you know, of change and anytime you do anything like this. But for the most part, our players are very excited. You know, they had told us when we were going through this process. I met with a bunch of them, and we talked about things that they wanted in a football coach. And he is absolutely every one of those things that these kids wanted. And I think they see that in him. Yesterday, a little bit, they got to talk to him, and they're ready to go. They're ready to get on the field and get to work.
That's awesome.
And get this thing headed in the right direction.
We're talking to Eric Rollins, the athletics director at Rock Hill High, and the new head football coach, Randy Birch, at Rock Hill High. Eric, I'm going to congratulate you and just ask if you've taken a breath yet from the busy last 2 months. We were just talking about...
Welcome to being the new AD.
Yeah, we were just talking about all the sports that have had great success with Rock Hill, from the Rock Hill girls making the state championship, wrestling made the upper state...
volleyball.
Volleyball. So, and then all within that, you're trying to interview and hire a new head football coach.
Yeah, it's been a I'd say a long 3 or 4 months, but it's been an exciting time. I wouldn't trade any of it for our success for anything. And this is just part of the job, like Ashley spoke about when I walked in here. It's part of the job, but I wouldn't trade it. It's been a lot of fun for me. I've learned a lot through all of this process as well. But it's something I've been excited about. And all of our athletic teams are really doing well. Our athletic program's got a little different vibe about it, and we're excited about the direction that we're headed.
Talking to Eric Rollins, the AD at Rock Hill, and Randy Birch, probably going to ask you your toughest question. Randy Birch, the new head football coach at Rock Hill. You say you did a lot of research, as most candidates do when they're interviewing for a job. Is there anything new that you've learned within the last couple of days of things that maybe have just hit you, maybe players that you've met, your surroundings, and saying, we need to do this, or there needs to be investment in this? Anything new in the last maybe 48 hours?
I'd say the thing that sticks out the most is just realizing that the grassroots programs here in the youth and the community is a much bigger deal than maybe I realized. And I'd researched new. It's a big deal in most communities and cities, but out of the places I'm kind of familiar with, this is definitely seems like the grassroots level is super, super important to this town and city. And that's something that we've got to do a good job of being involved in and being welcoming to those coaches and players and parents.
Eric, last question for you. You kind of alluded to this, and I understand if you're vague here, but when you were going through this interview process, was there something that was important to you? I know there's a committee, and I know there's administration, but was there something important to you that you wanted to see in a candidate and bring as the new head football coach at Rock Hill whenever you made this hire?
Yeah, I think his vision's got to line up with the administration's vision, and our vision since, you know, since I've taken over, and it aligns with what Mr. All wants as well, is that we want our students, first of all, to win in the classroom. And then we want them to win in the community by serving our community and being outstanding characters and know how to act in the community. And then finally, we'll want them to win in competition. We feel like that's important. And his vision and our vision lined up perfectly because he's a competitive guy just like the rest of us. And his drive to do all three of those things is what put him in this position.
Last thing with Randy Birch finishing up, new head football coach at Rock Hill High School. Randy played college football with Western Carolina, mm-hmm. Catamounts, and intimidation isn't the right word, but Gaffney certainly has their fair share of great athletes, but Football City USA, of course, has many that have gone to college and NFL. Has anybody kind of grabbed your arm and say, hey, we need to connect with this guy. You need to talk to this guy. And is there a level of, again, intimidation might not be the right word, but going into a place where there's been so much success of players going to not just the next level, but the level after that, to the pros?
We'll call it intense networking. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke at length to several people about you know, the notifications and the phone calls and the text messages you know, obviously of the, you know, congratulations and things like that, but also the messages of, you know, telling you, you know, you need to reach out to this guy, you need to reach out to this guy. This is a former alumni, you know, make sure you give him a call.
There it is.
And that's coming from every direction. You know, this morning I was telling the story. I was across the street here at the gas station or the convenience store, and the lady stopped me in there for 20 minutes, and we had a great conversation, and her kids are in the band, and she wanted to make sure I went to see the band director, and it's on my list of things to do in the next 2 days. And so, yeah, definitely from every direction, people to go see.
Love it. Well, congratulations once again, and welcome to not just York County, but Rock Hill High School.
That's right. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right. He is Randy Burch, new head football coach at Rock Hill High. You'll see more of him on CN2 Now later this evening. And he's also the athletics director, Eric Rollins. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank y'all.